We want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. It's Thursday, and we just got through, Brother Freedom and I were listening to last Tuesday's message, and boy, what an anointing was upon it, and we're just having a time here.
Hallelujah.
We're having a revival here.
Hallelujah.
And Brother Freedom is already in orbit, so the Holy Spirit's going to really help him today
glory
even more in wonderful
Jesus
ways. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Come all ye that are heavy ladens, all ye that are weary. God wants to bless you mightily this day. He wants to make his face to shine upon you. He wants his glory to come down. And he's showing me how it happens. It's like aircraft carriers that are moved off by great jet propulsion. That's what God does. It takes the Holy Ghost. And people have stopped this over the years. But this is the way that God's doing it. It's going to get greater, greater, and greater. And I think he's going to take us into heaven this way. I really do. I believe one day we're going to be here very soon. We're going to be in his presence. We're just going to go off and we'll say, we'll wake up in heaven. I think that's going to be the revelation. That God's going to bring us in from glory into glory. He's going to do it by the moving of his mighty Spirit. Where here Spirit is, there is liberty. Oh, hallelujah. Father, I just pray for mighty blessing this day. I pray that you'll bless your people. Father, pray for the anointing of God to be here in a mighty way. Father, I know this service today is going to be a good one. I know it because you're here. The topic is very special. Oh, hallelujah. And most of the scriptures are found in the book of Colossians. God's here, and that book of Colossians is so special because it starts out with great things. Oh, hallelujah. Comes out to dying out to self. But it involves the Spirit of God. And God's here to uplift his church. God's here to uplift us in a mighty way. I pray for the anointing of God. Touch your people in a mighty way. Father, I pray that you'll come down and touch your people by the moving of your mighty Spirit, Father God. Oh, Lord, we pray for a mighty revival. We pray for heavenly sunshine to shine, come down, and to touch your people. Those this day will be listening to this message. We pray that you'll bless them, strengthen them. And Lord, this you told me yesterday what I was going to be saying today. So I'm going to go for what you had because I know you're here and I know it ties in with what you have. Father, I just pray. Oh, hallelujah. For the name of the service is having a healthy spiritual life. A healthy spiritual life. You never hear about Christians. But Lord, you told me yesterday about everything in the natural. You tell me about football players and baseball players. When they remain healthy, that means they get to play ball a lot longer. And Christians don't ever thought about that for themselves. But healthy means that you're healthy in all areas. You don't have just one area that you're pretty strong in. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and power of might, put you on the whole armor of God. We have people that through their own selves have learned to be strong in the gifts of faith, strong in the gifts of different things, and they got a little bit of the Spirit of God within them, but they don't have the colossal glory that you wish to mature your people in this last hour, that they be full of the Holy Ghost, that they would have that agape love, that healthy spirit within them, that their spirit is so healthy that they don't even think what they're going to do. They don't even imagine what they're going to do because they're led by the Spirit of God. And every joint, every tissue in their body is elevated by the Spirit of God. Every part in them, every hair of their head, every corpuscle, every part within them is electrified by the Spirit of God, on fire from heaven. And all this that people have tried to stop, the Lord God is going to bring forth in this day in a mighty way. He's going to bring in mighty power. It's going to be like it was in the early church. He's going to have signs and wonders. He's going to do great and mighty exploits. Up to this day, if you believe with us, you're going to see great and mighty things happen in your life. You're going to be a healthy Christian. You're not going to be one of these old has-been Christians. You're going to be healthy. You're not going to be washed out. You're going to be healthy. You're going to be healthy in all areas. You're going to have healthy in faith. You're going to have trust. trust. You're going to be healthy in love. You're going to have joy unspeakable, full of glory. You're going to have God's manifold blessings upon you in the entirety. It's going to electrify you by the Spirit of God. It's going to baffle the hearts of those around about you that don't imagine where you're coming from. But you're going to have a supernatural encounter. It's going to bring a real power of God from heaven. And you're going to start being a healthy Christian. You're going to have the Spirit of God upon you at all times. You're going to have that overflow of His power upon you. He's going to be there to console you, to uplift you, because He's coming very soon. He's coming through the clouds of glory, and He wants to get you ready. And this day, He has brought, electrified heaven this day. He's going to do a great work to all of you out there in internet land. You're going to bless you. Tony, He's going to bless you. Marie, He's going to bless you. All you people out there. Hilda from New York, she's going to bless you. He's going to bless all you people from South Africa, those special ladies. Sister Silo and Erica, God's going to bless you. The lady from London and his family there and their son, God's going to bless you. He's going to electrify you by the power of God. The anointing of God's going to be on you as it was in the days of when the early church, God's going to move and signs and wonders. He's going to work with callings. He's going to work with His special arrangement. He's going to do mighty works, and He's going to do great and mighty things because the church said it is possible for it to happen. And I'll tell you, in the natural, it is impossible. But I'll tell you, in the supernatural, it's nothing impossible. What we look at, it looks like dark, real, but we're not looking for what we see. We're looking for what we don't see. We're looking for the things of God. We're looking because we want to do what God tells us to do, and we're going to see great and mighty exploits. We're going to see great and mighty problems dissolve. We're going to see spiritual life come forth in a mighty way. We know that God's going to bind the powers of darkness that come upon His people in a mighty way. He's going to lift you up. He's going to encourage you that you'll live healthy life. You'll live healthy in the Lord. You'll be at His umbrella of His love. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. And my mighty God will I trust. We will know ill shall fall thee, nor plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. Only thine eyes shall behold and see the ward of the wicked. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thee even dash thy foot against the stone. God's here to uplift you. God's here to encourage you. Make a spacious shout upon you. Oh, hallelujah. The pathway of the justice of the shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. To all of you out there, that you can take that, receive it. The pathway of the justice is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. That most perfect day is coming forth in the wonderful name of Jesus. God is here to uplift you, to encourage you. We look not at the things that are seen, but we look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. For this cause we faint not, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. The light of victory we have is only for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. God's here to bless us. God's here to stir us. God's here to make His face shine. God's here to stir us. Yes, He's here to get rid of the bad schism, the bad things that's within us that He has let go by so long. But God wants His church to be on fire. His church to be visible now. His church to be the leader. His church to be in a special calling, a special blessing. You're going to see great things happening through this world. There's going to be great causes. There's going to be troubles on the eastern side of the United States this year. There's going to be things that's going to happen. But don't be afraid. God is with you. God will anoint you. God will shade you. He will protect you. He will guide you. As that starts coming across this United States, there's going to be epidemics of problems. There's going to be epidemics of things that people don't understand. They don't understand, but God has you as this shining light that's going to shine as brilliantly as the stars. You're going to shine in His glory. You'll have the testifying of God the Father, God the Son in you. If you know when you speak, greater is He that's in you. He's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled in the Lord. Even let it be afraid. For God's here to uplift you, to encourage you. Oh, He'll make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace forevermore. He's here to help you to walk about those who have laughed about you. They're going to see signs and wonders. They're going to see holiness. They're going to see dedication. They're going to see power. They're going to see the witness of the Spirit of God alive and real. And God's here to uplift you. He's here to make a spacious shine upon you, to be gracious unto you, and lift you mightily for the wonderful name of Jesus. God is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but as long suffering us, not willing that any should perish. No, in this last days that perilous times shall come, men shall love themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, unholy, without natural affection, having the form of godliness, but denying the power from them up. But God said, from such turn away. From such turn away. Those who say there's nothing to it, turn away from it. Cast all your cares upon the Lord Jesus Christ, because he cares for you. He will uplift you. He will make a space to shine upon you. He will move mightily. He will give you peace. And they won't have, those others will have no peace. But you're going to have great peace. You're going to have great joy. You're going to see prayers answered. You're going to see mighty things happen. You're going to see the visitation of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. You're going to see the real things, and they will not have time to catch up. The wayward will not have time to reassemble. They are too blinded. They will not see what's even happening till after it's too late. But God's people need to stay assembled. You need to be watchful. Be careful, for knowing the time, and now it's high time to wake up and sleep, for now is your salvation nearer than you believe. The night is far spent, the day is half. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of life. If God be for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that's within you, he's in the world. God's a God of love. He is a God of shade, of power, of the anointing. And he will shelter you. He shall protect you. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. He knows you. He loves you. His eye is over the righteous. Oh, hallelujah. For I, the Lord thy God, have chosen thee to stay assembled. Stay looking toward me, for I'm coming soon. My people, rejoice, for I am be with you. Be not afraid, be not afraid, be not afraid, for I am with thee. I shall take care of thee. I shall supply thy every needs. I shall go with thee and up before thee. And do not wonder, do not hesitate, but listen to my voice, listen to my calling, and I shall lead thee. I shall lead thee as a gentle shepherd, and I shall not lose thee. Seek me, and ye shall surely find me. Call upon me while I'm near. And I, the Lord thy God, shall move upon thee mightily, and I shall reassemble thee for that last hour. Just wait upon me. I say it may be a month, maybe 5 months, maybe a year. But I say I'm going to move you this way. You follow me, and I'll guide you. I shall guide you like I guided Israel. Oh, hallelujah. When the cloud moved, oh, hallelujah, my people went. When the fire moved, my people went. And I'm the same. Nighttime will be my pillar of fire. Daytime will be my cloud upon thee. I say, I will lift thee, and I shall move mightily. Be not afraid, be not afraid, be not afraid. Come, my people, for I uphold thee. I will provide for thee. I will give thee good things, even while they're here. Just remain in my spirit, and I shall not cancel out. You will find no want. You will have no wants, because I, the Lord thy God, shall supply thy every need. And I shall supply thee with my glory. And I shall supply thee with my presence. Where my presence is, there is sureness, goodness, and mercy to follow you all the days of my life. Ye shall dwell in my house forever, I say, for I have prepared for you a heavenly mansion. It's not going to stop. Oh, hallelujah. It's very high. Oh, hallelujah. So brilliant. So beautiful. I say, my people, I prepare for you an everlasting home. And that home was being finished for your occupancy. Come, my people. Wait for me, and I shall move thee through. Be not afraid. Be not afraid, my people, for I loveth thee. I loveth thee. I loveth thee. Oh, I loveth thee. Remain healthy. Remain healthy. Don't go the way of the world. Go toward me, and I will make thee healthy. I will give thee strength. I shall heal thee supernaturally, and I shall give thee peace that thou hast never known, and I shall give thee blessing as thou hast never known. I shall satisfy thee with the good things, and I will make my face to shine upon thee graciously in his last hours, saith the Spirit of God. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people. I pray that you anoint them in a mighty way. I pray, Lord God, for this wonderful day. I pray that you open the windows of heaven to your people for the more blessings that cannot contain. I thank you, Lord, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's been so wonderful that I'm just going to sign off, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Love all of you out there. Love you, love you, love you. God is good. God is wonderful. God is gracious. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, the Lord. I'll see you in heaven. What a wonderful time it's going to be when we're up there. I'll see all of your faces. It'll be, look, I'm looking for that day when I'll see all of you face to face. That day is coming up very shortly. And I'm in this rocking chair. I'm rocking right now. I'm rocking toward heaven. God's coming through the clouds of glory. Be faithful. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Be steadfast. Unmovable, always about the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God's here to uplift you, to promote you in righteousness. Bless you forevermore. Thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But healthy, I'm going to say a few words on healthy, because healthy means there's no want in your body. You're not even, you're running 100%. And that's all God wants. You out there that you're searching, you're not 100%. You need to get 100% with God. God will bless you. He'll touch you. He'll be real to you. He's going to do a work in you that others will be they can't imagine, because you're going to see some things happen, saith the Spirit of God. God bless you all. Bless you, bless you, bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus. God's here to bless you, to make His face to shine upon you, to forgive you, to heal you. Whatever the need is, He will bring healing to your body this day. He will bring miracles in your life. He will forgive you where you failed Him. Just cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. He is there to uplift you. You need to humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil, going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom is this steadfast the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren's in the world. God's here to rearrange your life and give you more focus. He's here to give you to walk in His brilliance, having a healthy life, spiritual life, not... I want you to have a healthy physical life, but I want you to have a healthy spiritual life. You can have a healthy physical life, but also you need a healthy spiritual life. God wants you to have a healthy spiritual life. Being full, being happy, being on fire. Oh, hallelujah, having the thrill of Jesus. Hallelujah. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. God blessing you in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. God bless. God bless you. Wow.